The Year in the City by Cathy Henderson. The year's turning, the year's turning. Through the streets and the houses where the people pass and the traffic churns all the time, the year keeps turning. January starts. It's dark in the morning and the trees are as bare as the TV aerials. Everyone's setting off for work. There are the children kicking around the bus stop. The drivers scrape ice off their frozen cars. Nobody talks. They breathe out steam, hurry along, past the cold street birds and down the stairs into the underground. Rush, squash, squeeze, push, rattling warm into the centre of town. Hey, look! It's snowing. Fat flakes floating out of the sky, trying to turn the city white. Some hope. Here come the children for a snowball fight. The shopkeepers grumble and get out their shovels. And the drivers? They just carry on. Wheels spin, skid, slide. Watch that car! Crash. February clatters. Tin cans rattle. A bitter wind lashes at the rubbish in the gutter. Sirens wail and monsters roar. There's a police car flashing by. An ambulance races close behind. There's a helicopter chattering in the sky, watching all the traffic. And more. There are the first snowdrops. Through the crowd by the restaurants in Chinatown, a paper lion leaps and sways, dancing the Chinese New Year in. The children laugh and stare and cling, and all the time the cold wind sings. Here comes the spring. March stretches. The days grow. It's time to wash the windows, clean the house. Look up there. The tree men are cutting back the big plane trees before the leaves come out. They've got chainsaws roaring, gnawing at the branches till they fall into a tangle on the road below. And the street sweeper's out. There's a lorry cleaning drains. The washing lines are flapping, but here comes more rain. A woman cleans windscreens when the traffic lights go red, and even the buses at the depot take their turn on the giant rollers of the big bus wash. April's bursting. The supermarket's packed with chocolate eggs and fluffy chicks and food for Passover and queues. The bill sticker slaps a clean advertisement over the torn one on the ball hoarding. It's fresh, it's new, it's spring, it says. Any old iron? The scrapman's calling. At the city farm, by the railway tracks, there are newborn piglets, lambs, a calf. And it's the Easter holidays, and there are children and babies all over the place. The sparrows up in the broken gutter line their nests with old sweet wrappers. Everything comes out in May. The trees, the cyclists, the ice cream signs. It's time to go to the park and play. The nursery children skip around, throwing blossom at each other. Look at that jogger. Funny shorts. Can we feed the ducks? Ooh, there's baby ones. At the cafe by the tennis courts, the old people chat. Pigeons fight for crumbs. There's a wedding on the town hall steps. Smile, please. Click. Thank you. Next thing you know, summer's here. June blooms. The nights are short. The air is full of greasy, grassy smells. And very early in the morning at the wholesale market, huge lorries drive in from the countryside. They're full of vegetables, fruit and flowers picked from the fields only hours ago. And those yawning shopkeepers come to buy goods to fill their shops for opening time and drive off through the just waking city. Along the streets, the roses bloom, hedges are clipped and mowers drone, and strange things grow in the strangest places. July sweats. Windows wide open. Just listen to the city roaring in the heat. At lunchtime, the office workers pour into the squares to find some air. The big trees rustle. The traffic fumes. A masked man with a spray walks by, killing the weeds between the paving stones. And here's the junior school summer fair. There's a steel band and a fancy dress parade, and there's Grandpa dozing in the shade, next to 50 children jumping up and down, squealing and laughing on a bouncy castle, because school has only a few days left to run. Then August sighs. Trainloads of people leave the stations, cars piled high with tents and cases. Welly boots and suntan cream are setting off for the motorways, getting away for the holidays, leaving the streets to their August ways. And to the tourists who come on high-top buses with their cameras and sunglasses, they go for boat trips on the river, troop in and out of museums and churches and into the squares to stand and stare at dozy dogs on dusty doorsteps. Tired winds swirling the litter, children flopping on the sprinklers trying to get cool. August days are lazy days, and even the traffic's half asleep. Autumn's here. September snaps. The roads hum. Wake up! Time for work! The children set off back to school with heavy bags and stiff new shoes. The little ones are clinging to their parents' hands, all terror and excitement on their first day at school. On Saturday, down at the football ground, the season starts and the big match brings a crowd that sways and chants and sings, while out in the park, the first leaves fall. October pauses, golden still, but there's so much work to be done before winter. There's the painter hurrying to finish the drain pipes and the windowsills, and the roofers bang the last nails in and take down their scaffolding poles, and the children squabble for conkers. Ice cream vans play hopeful tunes, but the sweet shop man cleans out his freezer. No more now till next summer comes. And down at the allotment, there are potatoes and carrots to dig up and store. The days are shrinking and the nights are growing, and children dressed up as witches and ghosts haunt the pavements calling trick or treat. And then overnight, November strikes. Now a cold wind whips the branches, strips the last leaves off the trees and chases them along the streets. They block the drains, and then it rains. Big puddles grow and passing traffic throws up waves of water at the forest of umbrellas walking by. At the doctor's surgery, the waiting room's full of sniffing and coughing, aching heads and babies crying, "Next, please!" The doctor sees them one by one, but there are always more to come, and the dark days get still darker, and winter is back. Then the lights go on. December glitters. Shoppers crowd the pavements by the big city stores searching for gifts. See the Christmas trees where the warm air comes up from the underground. There's a woman in a heap wrapped in old coats and string, and she's got holes in her shoes. She's got nowhere to sleep. The carol singers clink their tins and sing, and the crowds hustle by in their smart winter clothes and on their way to a show, going out, hurrying home. They'll be cosy indoors while the dark days pass and the shops shut. Christmas comes at last. And when it's all over and the tables cleared, late on the last night of December, the wide-awake city waits to hear the clock strike midnight, because the year's turning, the year's turning. See the people dance and kiss and song. Hear the bells ring and the cars shoot. Here's January again. The years keep turning.